All right, joined here by Leah Pritchard, our Top Fuel winner here at the Spring Nationals at Royal Purple Raceway. Third victory of the season for Leah. Last win coming in Vegas. There probably aren't actual words to describe what you're feeling right now, but please do your best.
I would say the meter is as much pegged as it was from winning Pomona and then winning Phoenix. I fell off of Gainesville, and we didn't make it to the final in Vegas, but we were saying going into the final, like, this is our bounce back. And I know we want to keep it interesting and everything, but our goal was to leave a points leader, and that was not easy at all. Antron gave us a total run for his money, and, obviously so did Steve, but never been in a position to really be counting points, and it's so early in the season, but I'm definitely enjoying that.
So, you know, the car was very consistent all weekend. You were obviously very consistent in the driving. You know you got Steve in the final. He knew you were going to try to leave on him. Talk to me what your mentality was.
My mentality was, honestly, there's a select number of drivers that I really, really get up for. And I know Steve very well, great family friend and all that. And I knew he was going to be after me. And it's just, I'm like, I tell myself, you got nothing to lose. Because as a driver, you're always thinking about, I'm thinking about not redlining. You're not supposed to be thinking about that at all. It's, you got nothing to lose. Get after it. You know what? You don't need to be shallow. I mean, John Force 101. You don't need to be shallow in the final round. And we were both right there with the tree. I knew he was right next to me going down. This track and this facility is a phenomenal place. This race surface is a little bit different. Maybe specifically, you know, for my chassis, it's a little bit lumpy is the word. It's a weird word, but down track, and so I hold on to the steering wheel tighter, and I make even quicker movements, and it's a different animal to drive here on this track, so there's a little bit more to do. And to be honest, I did not see the wind light after what happened with Ron and Height before us across the finish line. Didn't see it, looked on his side, didn't see it, looked back, mine wasn't there. So my only way of knowing if we won was looking at the top end camera, and whatever car the camera follows is it. And it wasn't until I made the turn that I could actually really see that it was following me. That's how close that I knew the race was. This is every bit for us extremely important in Pennzoil's backyard for Shell, because what they have done for us to the performance of the car is proven. And it's one thing to do it once or a couple times, but DSR has really shown that we have the proper ingredients for success, and I'm a small part of that, and I'm very privileged and proud and blessed to be able to be standing here today.
Papa John himself is a very active part of your whole sponsorship. He was here this weekend.
He was here this weekend with a couple of his people, franchise owners, which is a very large key to propelling this program into doing this for more years to come. I mean, to be honest, we're on a one-year deal and working on 2018. So as we're qualifying this weekend, we're working out the plan of how do we keep this program and build on it and make it successful for our company and really share the love of pizza as a family. So people are like, we're always working. Even when we're qualifying, we're working on the longevity of not just this team and DSR, but of this sport. That's the vision. So I have tunnel vision on the racetrack, and we have very large visions for this sport. And because of John and his passion and his team of people's, the light that they see in this, the future is very bright, and it's incredible to have somebody like him fall in love with our sport and back us. Sure, I guess I'll add in there too, on top of that, of course, we had owner and founder of Fire Aid with us this weekend, yes, too. So having two, your OGs that really, the OGs that really brought this thing together. I mean, Pennzoil came in last year for a couple of the races at the end of 2016, and it's so cool to see that we're able to make them proud. They stuck their neck out, backed this team, and then to do this, and now it's like in light year speed right now. So I'm just trying to hang on.
Congratulations.
Thank you.